Okay, five words of Parshas Vayigash, connect a little bit to Chanukah as well. Learning between Zchus of First Shlema, Rivka Gold Bas Yehudis, Baruch Tzib Rivka Basia, Tzichayim Ben Gittel, Besorach Shor Chol Yisrael. The first word comes to us from our Meir Parmishlan. We said this over last year, but I can't not say it over again. Beginning of the Parsha, Pasuk says, Ki Eich El El Ovi Vahanar Ninu Iti. Yehud is making his famous plea to Yosef, I'm going to go to my father, and then the Nar won't be with me. Pasha Pshad is that, how can I go to Yaakov and Binyamin not be with me? After I said that, I would have full responsibility for Binyamin. Says Rami Pramashlaner, an amazing insight. He says, Ki Eich El El Avi. That doesn't refer to our physical father. It also refers to our spiritual father. Ki Eich El El Avi Bahanar Ninu Iti means, how am I going to go up to my father after 120 years? The Hanar Ninu Iti. And I have to make sure that my kids are not going to be with me. My kids aren't going to be b'derech avodas Hashem. It's my job when after 120, we have to make sure the way we raise our kids, the way we raise our students, the way we raise ourselves, we have thousands and thousands of suchusim to make sure that we're not going to say ki eich el avi v'hanar ninu iti, but we're going to say v'hanar iti, that my child was with me, that my children learn from me to be a moisiv v'holich Jew, to what it means to be light Chanukah candles, not just do the mitzvah, but to understand the mitzvah of Chanukah. Understand the mitzvah, what it means to be a Jew. To understand what it means to be a Jew, a proud Jew, a fiery Jew. And that's what Meir Parmishlan says. Ki eich ele el avi. How am I going to go to my father? And chas v'shalom, my kids won't be with me. Beautiful insight, especially Chanukah, such a time that the kids are so involved. The more they see, we're rushing to mitzvahs, we love mitzvahs, the more that's going to make an impression on them as well. The second idea comes to us from the Chafetz Chaim. Second week in a row for Chavetz Chaim. So the pasuk says in Perek Nam Hey, Pasuk Gimel, probably one of the most famous psukim in the whole Torah. Yorma Yosef Elochev, Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. After all this thing, Yosef can't control his emotions, and he says, "I am Yosef. My father's still alive." And the Chavetz Chaim says, "You know, the whole time, the brothers have so many questions. First, they're being suspected to be spies." Then they're asking all these questions, and this person knows about the wood of their cribs, and they're wondering what's going on over here. Like, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing with us? And what happens, says the Chafetz Chaim, with two words, all of their questions, all of their sveikos were answered. What were those two words? Ani Yosef. I am Joseph, I am Yosef. He says the same thing is going to happen and when it comes to before Mashiach. You're going to have so many questions and so many kashas of how this is happening. The Rabbeinu Shalom, when Mashiach is going to come, he's going to say two words. What are those two words going to be? Those two words are going to be, Ani Hashem, I am God. And at the end of the day, all the things that we weren't sure, we're going to see that at the end of the day, why the Holocaust happened, or why this is happening in Eretz Yisrael, and why this, why that, just going to take two words, Ani Hashem. The whole time, says the Chafetz Chaim, the brothers have so many questions. What's going on here? What's going on there? At the end of the day, through two words, all their questions were answered, Ani Yosef. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same messages, the same things going to apply. Sometimes it might be we have a little choshech in our lives. We have a little yavon zu choshech. There's darkness, there's dark times. We don't understand why good people suffer in this world, why Klal Yisrael has to tell the nations of the world that we have to wait for America to say to Yerushalayim is our capital. Yerushalayim is our capital, we don't need anyone to tell us. We have choshech, we have to understand that there's going to come a time very, very soon, Meheriv Yomenu, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say two words, Ani Hashem, and all of our questions are going to be answered. Moving on to the third idea, the pasuk Perek Nem Hei, pasuk Yedalet. So the pasuk says famously right after this whole meeting with the brothers, Vayipol at Savarei Achiv Vayevch V'Yamin Bach at Savarov. Right, and what happens that Binyamin's crying on Yosef's shoulder, and Yosef's crying on Binyamin's shoulder. Binyamin's crying on Yosef's shoulder. And Rashi famously says that Yosef's crying on Binyamin's shoulder because he sees that the two Bate Mikdashos that are going to be in the future, in the chelik of Binyamin's portion, they're going to be destroyed. And Binyamin's crying on Yosef's neck. Why? Because he sees that Mishkan Shiloh, which was in Yosef's portion, that's going to be destroyed. As for because of Kushmir, at the end of the day, why is Yosef crying for Binyamin's saros, for Binyamin's pain? And why is Binyamin crying for Yosef's pain? What's going on over here? Just think about themselves. Think about your own chelik. Says Rebbe of Kushmir, Bechazkov Kushmir, that's where Majid comes from. He says, no, this is exactly what they should do. A Jewish person needs to feel the tsar of someone else way, way more than they feel the tsar of himself. He says, when you see someone else in pain, someone else's pain should be 10 times more your own pain. And when Yosef and Yamin, the first thing that they did, that they embraced each other after 22 years of not of not being together. The first thing that they do is that they're each focusing on each other's pain. Yosef focuses on Binyamin's pain, Binyamin focuses on Yosef's pain. And this is, I think this is a very, very special message, Ben Adam Lechavero. You know, at the end of the day, that the Rav Lezer Geldzahler said the same exact thing. When a person has his own pain, and a person has someone else, and you see him going through someone else, a person has his own personal pain, you can't cry, you have to move on, you have to go on, you have to try to give chizik to yourself. But when you see someone else in pain, you don't tell them, you don't give them chizik. Your chizik is to cry with them. Your chizik is to be able to show sensitivity, show kindness, and show care. Chaz says of Chesed of Kushman, they didn't cry for themselves because at the end of the day they cared about each other so much that they put each other over themselves first, which is actually a very big Chanukah message. We know that the Friedrich Rebbe used to give out Chanukah Gelt the fourth and the fifth night, and Chaim Moshe Grudzinski used to give out Chanukah Gelt, and his niece said, I don't need. So at the end of the day, Chaim Moshe said, the Chanukah Gelt is not given because you need. Chanukah Gelt is given to show because we want to show you love. Chanukah is a tremendous time of love between each other, between us and our Bona Shalom. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four happens to be one of my most favorite Divrei Torah in the whole entire Torah. My Rabbi Arya Cohen told us this in our year in Shalavim. So the Oznayim LaTorah, Rav Sorotzkin writes that what a very, very interesting thing. He says, like the Gemara in Brachas tells us that there are three steps that a person should do when they battle in the Yetzirah. All of Yogis Adam Yetzirah Yetzirah. A person should do battle with his Yetzirah when he gets a Yetzirah. First step he should do is learn Torah. If that works, good. If it doesn't work, you should recite Kriya Shema. If that works, good. If it doesn't work, says the Gemara, you should think about your day of death. Yaskilu Yom Misa, and that'll for sure wipe off the Yetzirah. Says those Naim La Torah, that Yaakov Avinu is about to go into the Ervas Ha'aretz. He's about to go to the Tumas Ha'aretz Mitzrayim, the Egypt. The Tumah of Tumas was the worst Tumah in the entire world. So much of the Jews, when they got there, the family couldn't even live, they had to live in Goshen. What did Yaakov do? Yaakov says those Naim La Torah follow these three exact steps. Right? Before he goes down, who does he send down? Es Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Al Yosef. Pasuk Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Chav Ches. Says the Naim La Torah, why did he send Yosef? Why did he send Yehuda? Because at the end of the day, to be able to build a base of Midrash. L'hoiros l'fanos was talking a little base Talmud. Rashi quotes it right over there. First step of the Gemara. And you battle the Yitzhara, learn Torah. Now he's on the border, and Yosef goes out to meet his father. And Yosef's crying on his neck. What is Yaakov doing? According to Chazal, he doesn't cry. He's saying Kriya Shema. Second step of the Gemara. How to beat the Yitzhara. Finally, the third step is that the exact pasuk right after this, Ayomer Yisrael Yosef, Amusa Apam Achri Yosef Panecha, I can die this time after seeing your face. He was Yaskulom Yimisi, he mentioned the day of his death. The three steps, exactly what the Gemara says, that a person fights his Yetzirah with Torah, Kriya Shema, and the day of death, and that the day of death, without that, better wipe it out. Yaakov Avinu Dafka follows these three steps. A lot of famous Torah Dafka, if the last one is the knockout punch, why don't you just go out to the knockout punch? One of the answers is that Yaskulom Yimisi is not just the It's not a punch. It's the three things together. Torah is the first punch. Kriya Shema is the second punch, and Amusa Pam is the last punch. Also brought down. Also not to start off with sadness. Start off with the simcha of Torah and Kriya Shema. But at the end of the day, to be able to see this beautiful message, how to beat the Yitzhara, the more learning Torah we have, the more tefillah we have, the more kabbalah machashemayim, and the more times we have to remember that we're going to have to answer for our actions. I think that it's a very, very applicable message. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Ohel Arya, who quotes a very, very interesting question of the Mefarshim. Peri Mem Zayin Pasuk Ches. So Paro meets Yaakov, and the end of the Parsha. Yomar Palma Yaakov, Kami Yimei Yishnei Chayecha. How old are you? So says the Ohel Arya, and the Mefarshim asks, it's a very weird question to ask someone when you first meet them, how old are you, right? It's a little weird, right? It's a little not so with it. So Ramban says very pasha that at the end of the day that Yaakov looked older than he actually was, and because of everything that he went through. The Kliyakar actually says such a fascinating thing. What does the Kliyakar say? It says the Kliyakar that Paro saw that as soon as Yaakov entered the land, what happened? The river started coming back. There was no more famine. The famine stopped. So Paro is saying, Yaakov Avinu, how old are you? I want to make sure that you live for so much longer, because look at the bracha that you brought to our lives. Look at the bracha. He wasn't saying it in a shtuch way. He was saying it for himself. He was saying, "Wow, you're an amazing person. I want to know how old you are, because l'maisa, I want you to be able to live for a lot more time, because you brought tremendous bracha to our lives." And I think that's the message of Kolech Tzadikim, especially when we hear about Rav Steinman, we hear about Tzadikim, be able to connect to Tzadikim and don't say, "Oh, the Tzadikim in the past." We have to search out Tzadikim that live nowadays to find that tzaddik that we connect to, and through connecting to the tzaddik, he brings down tremendous bracha spiritually and obviously. Ruchnis Begashmas as well. Just let's go over these five ideas very quickly. First idea is Rav Meir Pramishlan, Ki Eich Alovi Vanari Nani Uti. I'm going to come to my father and the Nar is going to be with me. We have to make sure that when you come after 120, all my kids, all my mitzvahs are with me. And the day behind Nar Iti, my children follow him. How do you do that? By being on fire for mitzvahs. When you're alive, Mamish fire for Torah. Davka Chanukah is a time of chinuch. Chanukah, the Sfarim say it's a davka Chanukah is a time of chinuch, of educating our children. Finally, the second idea is Avi Yom Yosef and Yosef Ha'od of Ichai. The Chavetz Chaim says that they had so many questions, the brothers, but through two words they knocked out all their questions. Says we're going to have a lot of questions before Mashiach, says the Chavetz Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, "Ani Hashem, I'm God." That's going to wipe out all the questions. So when you have the Choshech, when you have the oven, we have the questions. What's going to happen with North Korea? What's going to happen with Yerushalayim? This and that. It could be a lot of questions. But just like the brothers were answered, "Ani Yosef," we're going to be answered, "Ani Hashem." So relax with all your questions. The third idea of Chesed of Kushmir, that Binyamin's crying on Yosef's neck and Yosef's crying on Binyamin's neck. It should be the opposite. Why aren't they crying for themselves? It says the Chesed of Kushmir, "No, that a real Jew cares much more about someone else's pain than your own pain." And that's the time of Chanukah, of coming togetherness, Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, caring for each other, not just focusing on your own personal thing. Yaakov Avinu, the fourth idea, he calls down to Tumas at Eves Haaretz. He follows the exact steps of the Gemara and Brachas on Heyam and Aleph on 5a, the three steps of learning Torah, Kri Shema, and mentioning the day of Zeth. First he sends down Yehuda, then he's on the border, he's with Yosef, he feels the Tumah there, he feels the impurity of Mitzrayim, he says Kri Shema. Then he says, "Now I could die." He mentions the day of death. Be able to use these messages, be able to fight off our own yitzhar. And finally, the fifth and final idea, what's going on with Paro asking this abnormal question the first time then he met him? Yaakov, the Raman says, no, he just looked older than he was. He wanted to see how old he actually was. And the Kliyakar says, at the end of the day, Paro saw that the famine stopped as soon as Yaakov got there. He wanted to make sure that Yaakov was there to be able to stick around. The message is to be able to connect to tzaddikim, connect to our role models, Be'ez Hashem. And when we connect to our role models, connect to tzaddikim, especially tonight, the sixth night, it's the night of Chanukah, of Yisod, of connecting to tzaddikim, to finding the people in our lives to be able to help us grow spiritually. The more we grow to get to connect ourselves with tzaddikim, the more we have ruchnius bracha, gashmius bracha, kodesh baruch Hu, shall bless us. Then after 120, we're going to say, "Ki eich ela avi v'hanar iti." And we're going to have tremendous brachas with us. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have a lot of questions, but with all our questions, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem, care about each other so much, fighting off the Yitzhara with the three steps, and always searching out to have close relationships with Tzadikim, Be'ez Hashem, good Chodesh, and a Frelich HaChanukah.